The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Salvia is a sage plant with bright purple flowers that usually doesn't bloom until the middle of summer.
So it's really strange that we see it still with some green foliage and those beautiful flowers.
Grace Elton is the director of horticulture at Lewis Ginter Botanical Gardens. She says there are lots of plants she'd expect to be dead this time of year, but aren't.
This is another sage. This one's pineapple sage. And this should be completely dead right now. This is a tropical plant that it would take a really mild winter like this for it to still be blooming and really to make it through the winter. And an interesting thing about this is if you crush the leaves and smell them, it usually smells like pineapple. It's kind of faint right now. Mm-hmm. It's a little stronger in the middle of the summer.
These aren't the only plants fooled by this year's record highs. Here at Lewis Ginter, crab apples and cherry trees are blossoming 10 weeks earlier than normal. Elton says to enjoy the blooms while you can.
Things in the rosaceae family, so that's cherries and plums and apples, they're only going to bloom once. So they won't rebloom when our true spring comes.
Elton says you may also see your bulbs already poking up green. But don't worry, they'll be able to withstand the frost whenever it comes.
That's not really going to hurt a bulb. Because most of its energy is stored down in the bulb underground, and that's where the flower bud is.
There is an upside to the warm weather. For those who've put off fall mulching and planting, the mild temperatures mean it's not too late. One more additional bonus, you're probably still seeing leafy greens like kale and chard at your local farmers markets. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.